Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 8 of Rocco State Fact Show. Today's state is New Jersey. New Jersey is like a state, like if you got a big job, you should move there probably, depending where you are. Like New Jersey, like people get a lot of jobs down in like Philly, Trenton, New York, and all that stuff. So like places you want to move, like Hoboken, Cherry Hill, and all that. So let's get on to the first city, Atlantic City. Really nice city. They have a Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. Any Hard Rock Hotel and Casino is nice. Just, it's hard to mess up a Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, because it's going to look nice every time. Like, I love how, like, in the front you have, like, the big sign, and it's like a guitar, and it says Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, Atlantic City. That's cool. They have Steel Pier. Really cool pier. The best pier, in my opinion, is the Santa Monica Pier. It's just overpowered, plus it's the original. So, I can see that. Well, I mean, Steel Pier is, like, the second best one, though, so, because it's... Pretty sure that was the pier that was in line, but Despicable Me. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was Steel Pier showed up in Despicable Me. They have Borgata, which is another casino. The walls light up different colors at night, which I think is really cool. They have Atlantic City Boardwalk. Pretty cool boardwalk. Has a lot of stores. You can see the Atlantic Ocean. Beautiful. They have Ocean Casino Resort. It's another casino or hotel, you should say. They have a really nice hotel. You get like your own pool and stuff. Like that's insane. You can get your own pool and stuff. They have the Adskin Lighthouse. It's a pretty plain lighthouse, it's like a basic Becky. It's just a black and white lighthouse. They have Sacers Atlantic City, which is a hotel. Pretty sure it's a ginormous hotel. They have Resorts Casino Hotel. I don't know who named this place. It's just, you can't name a place, just call it Resorts Casino Hotel. Like, that just makes no sense. It's a boardwalk casino resort offering unfuzzy rooms, an indoor-outdoor pool, dining, and a beach bar right on the Atlantic Ocean. They have Resorts Casino. They have a lot of casinos. I just realized there's like a lot of them. They have Atlantic City Beach, which is a nice beach. The sand looks nice. It's like kind of like light, but kind of dark. It's like kind of like a beige. It's weird, but it's still pretty cool. They have Ripley's Believe It or Not. Ripley's Museums. I love Ripley's Museums. They're so cool. They have Wild Wild West Casino. I'll just read the description for you guys. It's a casino with gaming tables, slot machines, and a poker room at a large hotel resort. I can see the Wild West theme in it. It's really cool. And then they have a World War I memorial. Next is Cape May. So Cape May, they have Emlyn Physics Estate. It must be like where the founder lived, I'm pretty sure. It says, the Emlyn Physics Estate is a Victorian house museum in Cape May, New Jersey. The estate is located at 1048 Washington Street. Besides that, they have Cape May Lighthouse. Basic too, just plain white with a little bit of red on it. They have Willow Creek Winery and Farm. It's a winery there. They have Cape May Winery, another winery. They have Cape May Point State Park, really nice state park. And besides that, they have a lot of nature preserves and beaches. I just want to tell you, Cape May Beach is really nice. Trust me, it's really nice. Next, right near New York City, you have Newark. Newark, it's not the nicest place, but it's still kind of nice. They have the Thomas Edison National Historic Park. I'll read the description for you guys. Thomas Edison National Historical Park preserves Thomas Edison's laboratory and residence, Glamet, in West Orange, New Jersey, United States. These were designed in 1887 by architect Henry Hudson Hawley. The Edison Laboratory has operated for more than 40 years. That is a really nice house or laboratory. It's really nice. They have Essex County Turtleback Zoo. It's a zoo there. Pretty nice zoo. They have turtles, of course, so it's called Turtleback Zoo. They have the Newark Museum of Art. If anyone likes art, you can go there. They have Branch Brook Park. It's a park down there. Have a lot of cherry blossoms. They have Cape Liberty Cruise Port. The Cape, I'll read the description. The Cape Liberty Cruise Port is one of the three transatlantic passenger terminals in the port of New York, New Jersey. It is located in Bayonne, New Jersey, at the north side of the 2-mile-long pier at the peninsula at Bayonne Harbor, a former military ocean terminal, and began operations in 2004. Which I'm pretty sure 2004 was 17 years ago from today, I believe. Besides that, there's also nature preserves, surprisingly, even though it's like in the urban part. They have DreamWorks Water Park. They have the water park, which is actually in the mall. They have it. I forgot what it's called. I'm pretty sure, oh yeah, it's called American Dream Mall. I actually gone there before, but I haven't gone to the DreamWorks part. They have like a Nickelodeon universe that was really cool. This was like right before COVID and stuff happened, but DreamWorks Water Park looks cool. I wouldn't prefer you guys going to the American Dream Mall right now because they're just like developing stuff because it's like a new mall. When I went there, the only store that was there was, what's it called? Sugar Sugar, I'm pretty sure. They had a candy store, and besides that, they had Nickelodeon Universe and DreamWorks. DreamWorks looked really cool. Next is Jersey City. So let me see here. Jersey City. If you want to go to Jersey City, you better go see some New York Giants. New York Giants have a pretty good team. But besides that, they have Liberty State Park. They have the Liberty Science Center, Central Railroad of New Jersey Terminal. They have Mana Contemporary, Jersey City Museum, Empty Sky Memorial, Lincoln Park, Colgate Clock, and the Mora Museum of Russian Art. That is weird. That is interesting. I should say, that's, I've never saw a museum of Russian art. That's pretty weird. Now our sponsor, Clean Cut Barbershop. They give you fresh cuts. I would prefer you guys going there. They give you fresh cuts. They can edge you up there. Get your fresh cuts on West Seneca Turnpike, Syracuse, New York. Call now at 315 315-991-4100. I repeat, at 315-991-4100. I'll say it one more time for you guys. At 315-991-4100. Again, they give you fresh code, so I'll just prefer you guys go in there. Next is Ocean City. Not Ocean City, Maryland. Ocean City, New Jersey. You might be thinking, oh, that's really interesting. I think it is too. So let's see what they can bring to the table. They have Gillian's Wonderland Pier. Let's see some pictures. It's a pretty nice pier, I would say. Yeah, it's a pretty nice pier. They have Playland's Castaway Cove. That's another amusement park there. They have Corson's Inlet State Park. It's a state park down in Ocean City. All their state parks are like beaches. I don't know why. It's just really weird. They have the Ocean City Boardwalk. So let's see. Pretty nice boardwalk. Yeah, it's actually a really nice boardwalk. One of the nicest I've seen. They have Ocean City Beach, which is a beach down there. They have OC Water Park, which is a water park down there. Besides that, they have beaches, really. So, next is Wildwood. So, Wildwood has Maury's Piers and Beachfront Water Parks. It's an amusement park down in Wildwood. Pretty nice. They have Splash Zone Water Park, another water park. They have another water park, Raging Waters Water Park. They have so much water park. They have Ocean Oasis Water Park / Beach Club. They have Doo-Wop Experience. That's a weird name. They have Seaport Aquarium. They have Sea Serpent, which is a roller coaster down there. And they have Adventure Pier. Pretty nice. Next, we have Hoboken. Hoboken's for like, say if you have a job in New York City, right? And if it's like in Manhattan, right? Then I'd prefer you living in New Jersey in Hoboken. Because you can drive less than a mile to get to your work, probably. Probably less than a mile, which is pretty crazy. Besides that, it's a really nice city. They have Hoboken Historical Museum. It's a museum down in Hoboken. They have PRC Park. It's a park there, not a pier. They have Hoboken Waterfront, which is a city government office. That's weird. Besides that, they have a lot of parks and water parks. And I forgot to tell you, that's actually also where the American Dream Mall is. So I should tell you about the Nickelodeon American Dream Mall. My experience was pretty good. They have some crazy, roller coasters and stuff. It's just crazy. They have Big Snow American Dream Mall. It's literally, it's a ski resort in a mall. It is in a mall. Here it is. A ski resort in a mall. That, it's crazy. It's shocking, like, oh my god, that's just insane in my opinion. Next is Seaside Heights. So, let me see here. Seaside Heights, right on Jersey Shore. You have Casino Pier and Breakwater Beach. This looked really fun. They have a Ferris wheel, water park, pretty much a ginormous amusement park. They have Seaside Heights Beach, ginormous beach, right on the Atlantic Ocean. They have the Jersey Shore House, which is where the TV show Jersey Shore was. They actually have the Jersey Shore House there, which is pretty cool. They have Seaside Park Beach and Lifeguard. Pretty sure that's where, like, if you, like, I don't know. I don't know why it has Lifeguard Park, but that's Seaside Park Beach. They have Smuggler's Queen Adventure Golf. It's a miniature golf course in Seaside Heights. Besides that, they have parks. Yeah, there's really only a lot of parks. There's actually a lot of parks. Next, the capital, Trenton. Trenton's a little, I don't think it's like the best city, I should say. I don't think it's the best city, but it's nice. But you already know what I'm gonna do. I have to check that Capitol State Building. Oh, the state capitol's ugly, all right? It's ugly. They literally have a building in front of the Capitol, and then they just have the Capitol behind it. Like, And they have the ugly gold that I don't like. I do not like that. Oh my God, disgusting. They have the 719 Trent House Museum. They have Cadwalader Park. They have Sesame Place, but that's like right on the border between Pennsylvania. It's technically in Pennsylvania, but it's like right in Trenton. Sesame Place, I've gone there when I was like 2. It's pretty cool, I could say. They have Trenton Museum Society. It's a museum down there. They have Trenton Battle Monument. Besides that, they have a lot of like memorials and stuff. They have World War II Memorial. Besides that, they have a lot of parks and stuff. Yeah, there's just a lot of parks too. Next place is a Stone Harbor. So let me look this up. Stone Harbor, I heard, was a nice city. So I want to see what this can bring to the table. So they have, let's see here. They have Cape May County Park Zoo, because like Cape May is like a county too. So I'll be saying like in Cape May County and stuff. Pretty cool zoo. They have the Hereford Inlet Lighthouse. It's a yellow one. It's like a lighthouse attached to a house. It's weird. They have Stone Harbor Beach. Pretty nice beach, I should say. The sand's not even like a brown, it's just white, really, which is cool. They have Stone Harbor Bird Sanctuary, if anyone likes birds. Then there's Stone Harbor Museum, Stone Harbor Point, Raging Waters Water Park. I might have already said it, but there's like another one in Stone Harbor. Besides that, there's a lot of water parks and just parks. And our last place is Cherry Hill. It's a cool name. I think it's a cool name. Like, I say, hi, I live in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. It's cool saying it. It's not even a city, actually. It's called a township because down in New Jersey, they don't really call them cities. They really call them townships, which I find pretty interesting. They have Sahara Sam's Oasis Outdoor Water Park. They have Garden State Discovery Museum. They have Diggerland USA. It's an amusement park. Down there, they have Cooper River Park. They have Palmera Cove Nature Park. It's a nature preserve. Besides that, there's a lot of museums and nature preserves. Really, I'm seeing here. They have axe throwing, so if you like axe throwing, you can go down Cherry Hill. Besides that, there's a lot of museums. They have an escape room called Amazing Escape Room Cherry Hill, which looks pretty cool. This is the end of episode 8. Thank you guys for listening, and have a blessed day.